Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Reish Mem Beis. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph, our second shir on Chelek Gimel on Hilchos Shabbos. We'll start from the beginning of Reish Mem Beis and the Mechaber to get a running start. We said, Afilu Misha Tzarech La'Cherim, even one who needs to come on to others, he needs money from others. Im Yesh Lo Me'at Mishalo, if he has a little bit of his own money as well, Tzarech Lezarez Atzmo L'Chaber Asa Shabbos. He needs to be Mezarez himself to honor Shabbos with that money. V'lo Omru Asei Shabbat Chochol V'Al Tzarech Labrios, and we did not say that line of make your Shabbos like the weekday and don't come on to using other people's money, only by a person who is in a very pressing situation. Therefore, one must be very exacting in the money that he spends on the other days of the week in order that he should be able to be mechabit Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, "Mitakonas Ezra sheyiyu mechabsim begodim bechamishi b'Shabbos ipnei kavod haShabbos." There's a takona of Ezra that people should wash their clothing on Thursday in order to honor Shabbos. The Rama says, "Nohagin lolush kedesh yerchalo bebayis lasos mehem lechomim livtzoa aleim b'Shabbos v'yomtov." The minhag is to knead dough, the amount that would be mechayev yuchala in the house to make rolls, to make bread from, to use for the Hamotzi on Shabbos and Yontif. V'humi kavet Shabbos v'yontif. And that is for the honor of Shabbos and Yontif. V'ein l'shanos, one should not change from this minhug. Yesh v'shekosvu shebemiksas mekomos nogu le'echol mulyasa. There are those who write that in some places the minhug is to eat mulyasa. Shekorin pashtida, which is, as we'll see, like a deli roll. There's meat in the middle, and there's dough on top and dough on the bottom. Bilel Shabbos. So there are those who write that in some places the minhag is to have this meat roll on Friday night. Zecher lamon shehoya mechusa lamala ulamata, and it's to commemorate the mon that was covered on the top and the bottom with dew. V'lo ra'isi lochosh lazeh. But the Rama ends off and says, I did not see to be concerned with this minhag. So let's pick up in the Mishabura where we left off. We're up to Sif Katan Gimel, which starts on the top of page 4. The Mechaber said, we only said, Asei Shabbat Chochov Atesarach Labrios, only by one that the Shah is the Chukalo. So says the Mishabura, Umairi Kishein Lo Mashkonos Lulvos Aleihem. We're talking about a person who has nothing to give as a mashkon to be able to borrow money through that mashkon. Ubelo Mashkon Ein Yochel Lahasig, and without a mashkon, he's not able to get a loan. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, but rather he had something to give as a mashkon, tzorech lulvos kedei shelo levatel mitzvos oneg Shabbos. He would be required to borrow money in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah oneg Shabbos. Ukmo sha'omru chazal tell us, sha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem says, bonai luvu alai vani poreya. Hashem says, my dear children, borrow money on me, and I will pay you back. So we see that we really should borrow money to have money for Oneg Shabbos. So we're talking about a person who doesn't even have a mashkon to give to get a halva'a. Sifkatan dalud kedei l'chaber haShabbos. So he said a person should be more exacting on other days of the week in order to honor Shabbos. Debe mizono shel Shabbos v'yomtov. When it comes to spending money on Shabbos and Yontov, imosif mosifin lo. If you add money on spending for Shabbos and Yontov, Hashem adds money for your parnasa. Ukmo sha'amru chazal tell us, kol mizonosov shel adam kitzuvim lo me Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. All the mizonos of a person is set from Rosh Hashanah this year to Rosh Hashanah next year. V'yesh lizor shelo Yosef bohen pein lo kotzvu lo kol kach. So in general we say don't spend too much money. Be careful how much you spend because you might overdo the amount. You might pass the amount that was destined for you and then you'll run out of money. Chutz me'otzo Shabbos v'yontov, except for when it comes to spending money for Shabbos and Yontov, v'otzos bonav l'talmud Torah and paying for your children to learn Torah. In those cases, she'imosef mosifin lo. If you add and you spend more money on Kavod Shabbos, on Kavod Yontif, on hiring people to learn with your children, there Hashem adds money to you. Then the Mishabura says, Loven beribis letzarech su de Shabbos o sudas mitzvah. You should borrow money even with ribis for the needs of the suda of Shabbos or for sudas mitzvah. What does it mean you borrow money with ribis? Vahainu me'eno Yehudi. It either means from a goy, which is mutter, o me Yisrael bederech heter, or to borrow money with ribis from Yisrael through a heter isker in a way that it is permissible. Im sholchu lo devar machal sheyochlenu b'Shabbos, if someone sends you something to eat that you should eat it on Shabbos, lo yochlenu b'chol, you can't eat it during the week, you have to eat it on Shabbos. Kein kosa b'sefer chasidim, this is what the sefer chasidim writes, v'ayin l'kamon b'simen tof reish tzadi dalat z'beiz, t'das al shulchan aruch sham, the opinion of the mechaber over there is, that an oni is allowed to change from that which was collected for him for Purim to whatever he wants. After gavuhu letzarech Purim, even though it was collected for Purim, he could use it for whoever he wants. However, even over there, some are machmir that if it was collected for Purim use, you have to use it for Purim. Like we're saying over here, if someone sends you food specifically for Shabbos, you must use it for Shabbos. Sivkotan hey go. On the next point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that the Takan of Ezra was that you should wash clothing on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Kedei Sheyu Levanim L'Shabbos. That's so you should have clean, white clothing for Shabbos. Avalo Bi Erev Shabbos. But you should not launder the clothing on Friday. Kedei Sheyu Penuyim L'Sasek B'Tzarche Shabbos. He wants you to be free and available to take care of the needs of Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, and therefore the takana was to wash the clothing on Thursday. Ulefize, according to this, Tzarech Lizar Shalalelech B'Cholok Echod Kama Shabbosos. According to this, that you're supposed to launder your clothing so you have clean clothing for Shabbos, one should be careful not to work with the same garment many Shabbosim in a row. Kedei Shalol Lavor Al Takanos Ezra. So you should not be going against the Takana of Ezra. Then the Rama told us that the minhag is to knead kedei shir challah b'bayis, to knead dough, the amount that's a chiyuv of challah in the house. Hainu, says the Mishabur, that means to say, milvad shahalisha v'hafiyahu b'chlal kovet Shabbos Yom Tov, besides the fact that the actual kneading of the dough and the baking of the challah itself is included in kovet Shabbos Yom Tov, kemo shemesayim l'basof, like the Rama ends off saying at the end, od yesh bazetam, there's also another reason, and that is kedei l'kayim mitzvah schallah, that is in order to mekayim the actual mitzvah b'mafer schallah, l'fi she'ibda es odam harishon shehaya chaloso shel olam, that is because Chava the Isha destroyed Adam HaRishon, caused him to sin, and he, the Medrash, refers to Adam HaRishon as the Chaloso Shel Olam, the Chala of the world, Shenivra B'Erev Shabbos. So since she destroyed the Chala of the world on Erev Shabbos when she caused Adam to sin, so she should be Mafrish Chala, and that's a tikkun for her by making Chala specifically on Erev Shabbos. V'ayin b'achronim, and look in the achronim, Da'afilu hanuhogim lechol pas palto shel eino Yehudi b'chol, even those who are knowing to be eating the bread of a non-Jewish baker during the week. Obviously, bread of a private guy is usser. That is pas akum, that is usser, because you might get too close and marry his daughter, but pas palter. The bread of a baker, many are knowing that it is mutter during the week. Mikom makom b'Shabbos v'yom tov nochon lizar shelo lechol ki'im mipas Yisrael. Still on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is proper to be careful not to eat pas akum, even pas palter, only to eat pas Yisrael. Mipnei kovet ha-Shabbos v'yom tov. And that is because of kovet Shabbos v'yom tov. Upashit, it is obvious, the imhu onus, if he's in a situation of ones, she'ein lo al mal l'kadesh, he has nothing to make kiddush on, ki'im al pashul enam yehudim, except on paspalter of a goy, k'mo she'motzri l'anshei chayil ha'ivrim, like we happen sometimes. It's common to happen for Jewish soldiers. So then, Yochol Kadesh Lov, it is Pashut, in that case, that you would be allowed to make Kiddush on this paspalter. Sivkoton Zayin is going on the last point of the Ramah, that some write that in some places the minhag is Talmuyasa, which is Pashtida, as a zecher, the mon that was covered on top and the bottom. Bital, it was covered with dew, the mon on top and the bottom. V'avzem b'chusa ha'basar b'in tapei ha'isa. Here also the meat is covered with pieces of dough on the top and the bottom. The Ramah ended off and said, v'lo re'isi lochosh lazeh, I did not see to be concerned about this, but the Mishabura says, u'b'mekomosenu ha'minag la'ochlan, and our places, the minog is to in fact eat this meat roll or this deli roll. I'd like to end off with two important bi'alochas. Number one, Divra Maskil, v'hu mikvod HaShabbos. We are on page 4, Divra Maskil, v'hu mikvod HaShabbos, and the bi'alocha. V'yesh lazeh remez bakosav. So this is going on the fact that the Ramah said that baking, kneading the dough and baking the bread on Erev Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos, and there is a remez in the pasuk, says the Chavos Chaim. It says by the man, v'hoya b'yom ha'shishi v'echinu eis ha'shei yaviu, and it will be on Friday they will do their preparation, and it goes on to say, eis ha'sher tofu ofu, and that which they will bake, they will bake. Mashma, d'yesh lefos b'erev Shabbos l'hochin l'shabbos. The pasuk is mashma, that one should be baking on Erev Shabbos to prepare for Shabbos. V'gam bizman ha'gemara ha'yamino kavu alazeh. Even in the times of the Gemara, there was a set minog this way. Kemo shehevi ha'magen Avram. And then the Chavos Chaim ends off with very strong words. Ubavonoseinu harabim, in our great averos, hayom ischilu eze noshim. That today, some women have started, lahashbis ha'minog ahu, to put to rest this minog of baking challah on Friday. V'lochim min ha'ofen, they buy it from the bakery. V'lav shapir avdi, they're not doing the right thing. Maktinim bazek Kavod Shabbos, they are taking away and lessening the Kavod Shabbos. However, a very important note in the back of the Sefer on page 2, note number 34 in the middle of the page, he says, V'dafka bizmanom, this is dafka in the olden days, Shayu ufim b'mafia lechem l'shabbos k'mol yom chol, that when the bakers were baking their bread for Shabbos, it was the same bread that they baked for during the week. Aval bizmanenu, but nowadays, sh'ofim chalos miyuchados l'shabbos, where the bakeries are making challah special for Shabbos, the Or Letzion writes, she'ein zem mechaser b'kavod HaShabbos. If you buy challah from a bakery, it would not be lessening the kavod Shabbos. V'das agon Rav Yashiv, sh'amis anig mechalos shala ufer yoser me'asher mechalah beitis. If one enjoys bakery bought challah more than homemade challah, Rashai lika challah min ofer, as long as it's done in a way that the wife doesn't get insulted, says Rav Yashiv, he's allowed to go buy challah from the bakery. Ve'enu mechaser b'kapa kavod Shabbos, that is not lessening again or taking away from the kavod Shabbos. Kevin she is sod haminog lolush chalos b'bayis who kadei l'kayim b'kachas and misses onik Shabbos. The whole purpose of baking the challah is to have onik Shabbos. If you get more onik Shabbos from buying it from the bakery, so that also would be proper onik Shabbos, says Rav Yashiv. Let's see one more biralocha, and that is also on page 4, Divra Maskil, Zecher Lamon Shaya Mechusa, very important biralocha. We said there are those who write that there's a minuk to have pashtida, which is the meat roll on Friday night, Zecher Lamon, the mon was covered on top and bottom with the towel, so too this meat is covered on top and bottom with the dough. Says the biralocha, Lechora minuk zet tamu el rabim. L'chora, this minog is very strange to many people. D'ma ro'u lasos b'shabes zikaron lamon, shelo yared bo klal. What is the inyan to make a zecher to the mon on Shabbos when the mon did not fall on Shabbos? V'atosos v'perek ari psachim kasu, tosos and psachim writes, d'mishum shelo yared hamon yesh laso zecher lo. He says, ha'gufa, since the mon did not fall on Shabbos, therefore we should do a zecher to the mon on Shabbos gufa. V'hudachok, but says the Chavos Chaim, that's pushing it a little bit. Gam lefizeh, also according to this, hayu lehem lasos pashtida gam b'yomtov. If that's the svara, the mon didn't fall on Shabbos with bedafka doing a zecher l'mon by having the pashtida, so on yontov should be the same thing. The mon didn't fall on yontov. There should be an inyan to do, make pashtida on yontov, and we don't see that brought down. The Ramah just says over here, b'lal Shabbos. V'haramol le'inyan l'chomim ka'omar b'shabbos v'yomtov. And the Ramah that we just read, when he talks about making bread, he mentions Shabbos and yontov. Ule inyan zeh, but when it comes to the Pashtida, come Iraq will El Shabbos. Mashma Dafka come. It's Mashma, it's Dafka Shabbos. So it's very hard to say that because we didn't have the mon, therefore we do a Zecher l'mon. Because if so, if that's the Pshat, like Taisa says, so then on Yontif we should have the same thing. There was no mon falling on Yontif. So we should have the Pashtida on Yontif. The Ramah clearly says the minhag is to bake the bread on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, but the Pashtida he only brings down as a minhag for Erev Shabbos. So says the Bir Aloch, Umash Nimritzu Imre Yosher Shal. He says that Sefer Torah Schaim brings down a gevaldik pshat, v'hu, and that is l'fi de Shabbos Bereishis hu dugma Shabbos shelo osid lavo shu yom shekulo Shabbos. That Shabbos Bereishis, meaning our regular Shabbos every 7 days, is the dugma of Shabbos of the future, as we know. Olam Haba is referred to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. V'lochein anu osim kama dvarim b'Shabbos zeh dugmaso. And therefore we do certain things on our Shabbos as a dugma of la'asad lavo. Hainu le'achol basar v'dogim. That is that we eat meat and fish neged su'uda shor habar v'levyasa. And that corresponds to the shor habar, which is the meat, and the levyasa, which is the fish that we're going to have la'asad lavo. U'mekashin al hayayin neged hayayin ha'mashumer ba'anova l'tzadikim la'asad lavo. And we make kiddush on wine, corresponding to the wine that's guarded in the grapes for the tzaddikim la'asad lavo. Ukfar amru chazal, and chazal already wrote, the al shem ze nikra shechakim, that's why the heavens is called shechakim, shebo shochakim mon letzadikim la'asad lavo. Because there, it's going to be ground up mon for the tzaddikim la'asad lavo. Ulekach shapir yesh lasos b'shabbes zecher lamon ahu. And therefore, when we're having things on Shabbos zecher lamon, it's not zecher lamon of what was in the past, it's zecher lamon that's going to be in the future. And therefore, that would answer the kasho of why we're making the pashtida as a zecher lamon dafka on Shabbos, not on Yontif, because Shabbos is considered me'ein olam haba. It's like the Yom Shekulo Shabbos that we'll have in the future. And therefore, we're corresponding to the mon of la'asad lavo. And that is a din specifically in Shabbos, not in Yontif. That concludes Simen Reish Mem Beis, and Mirtz Hashem. In the next year, we will begin Simen Reish Mem Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.